Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, a chance of a thunderstorm, a low of 69. Dozens of people have turned out to testify at the Capitol today on legislation that would block funding for Planned Parenthood.
The legislation would keep Planned Parenthood from being eligible to receive federal Title X funding, which amounts to about $3 million a year. Republican State Representative Andre Jacques, a sponsor of the proposal, worries the money's being used to support abortion services.
Those funds are not kept in separate pots at the end of the day. It all goes into the same pot. It all is used for the overall operations.
The bill faced off in heated questions from Democrats on the panel. Representative Deb Colsty argued there's no guarantee other providers will be in place to help women.
I have grave concerns that this is going to greatly affect the ability for women to receive health care.
Lawmakers are also considering a bill today that would block an additional $4.5 million in funding to Planned Parenthood. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Love it or hate it, a proposal in Racine to create an annual sidewalk maintenance fee versus the current assessment method will go to a third council committee of the whole meeting for aldermen to get answers on several outstanding questions. Alderman Ray DeHaan said every constituent phone call was against it.
They go back to the recycling cart. And I said, well, do you understand why we did that? I said it saved three driver positions, which when winter comes, we would have been really in a tough strait. But I guess their big concern is that it eventually is going to go up and it's just another tax. And they're not happy about it. And I can see the logic for it. I really personally don't have a problem with it.
Alderman Steve Smetana believes it's a good idea, calling it spot on. The next discussion about a sidewalk fee may occur in a couple of weeks. Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen hoping it can be incorporated into the 2016 budget planning process. A bill that would exempt someone who breaks a window to save a person or pet locked inside a hot car from civil liability was the subject of a hearing before a state Senate committee yesterday afternoon. Kenosha Alderman Rocco Lamacchia, who spearheaded the push for the legislation by introducing a resolution that was adopted by the Kenosha Common Council, said a doctor told him it's an ugly death.
It's a terrible death, and you have a child who's in a car seat. Chances are they're bundled up a little bit. A dog with a lot of fur. An elderly person who might have a shawl because they were chilly with the air condition. It's a slow, painful death.
The legislation would require a call to 911 before someone could break a car window to rescue a person or animal inside. The committee recommended the bill be considered by the full state Senate. Crime Stoppers of Racine County and Sturtevant Police are asking for the public's help in trying to find the man responsible for a burglary this past weekend at the Phillips 66 gas station at Durand Avenue and Willow Road, the same business robbed at knife point a few days earlier. The suspect in the burglary smashed the glass front door to gain entry and got away in a silver pickup truck. The man wore a number 26 Denver Broncos jersey. Anyone with information should contact Sturtevant Police at 262-886-7208 or Crime Stoppers of Racine County. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says farm real estate values in Wisconsin rose an average of 7.3% in 2014, 1.1% in 2013, 7.4% in 2012, and 8% in 2011. But the Federal Reserve Bank in Chicago says between April and June of this year, state farmland values were down 2%. The latest survey shows the values were also down 2% from a year earlier, the first year-over-year decline in nine quarters. Previous farmland values had peaked at about $12,000 an acre in some of the southern counties. The Racine Public Library will open 2 hours late on September 11th for staff development training. The library will open at 1 o'clock that afternoon. The training on the topic of hospitality is being held in conjunction with the Kenosha Public Library. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.